This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radio, is definitely in a full swing. Thank you so much for joining me, Adventure Family. Welcome to the second hour of the show. Stepping straight into hashtag not my business, but this is where we tackle all those things that we know they are not our business. We can't help ourselves have an opinion on them anyway. So, I mean, editing, you know, pictures has been something that most people do, right? I mean, this could be with anything, enhancing, you know, the lighting, removing shadows, or just choosing that right filter to make you look amazing, right? Look snatched, look proper, look a bit built, or maybe showing signs that you have lost a bit of weight. It could be whatever. Right, I mean, the advancement of technology, people are able to even add a beard when they don't even have, right? As I mentioned, some ladies add some curves or even just make sure that they lose that waist a bit so that they may look snatched. But the problem comes when, you know, you really get confused when you bump into this person in real life. Highway. Icon. Editing is an art, we know, and most people do it, but I wonder why you would, you know, accept the compliments from people when they say stuff like, yo, you look, you know, your waist is snatched or you lost a lot of weight, knowing very well that you used some sort of editing, some sort of program to make you look a certain way. All right. Now, let's dive into it. I want to find out from you. Why do you think some people edit their pictures with AI and then accept the compliments that come with the post that is up, with the post that they put up? Why do you think people do that? I mean, you know, you edited this picture using whatever program that you're using, and you still accept the compliments that people said to you, the people that give you the compliments. Why do you think people do that? All right. Maybe it's not that serious for that person. You know, they just assume that the next person knows what I want. Okay, use the program. And it's okay. It's just having fun on social media, right? And also, when you see someone you know personally, when you see someone you know personally post a picture that is completely not them, do you maybe hit them up, tell them, and then? Or maybe you just let it go, you know? You pass it by like you didn't even see it. Put on your like and move on. You mind your business. So I know this is not my business, but I want to find out from you. Let me know. Come through. Right? We need to have an opinion on this. It's not our business. My opinion is opinion, and opinions are free. Right? So why do some people edit their pictures using certain programs or AI and then accept the compliments that come with the post that they have put up? Right? Why do you think people do that? Also, when you see someone you know personally post a picture that is completely not them, do you comment or do you just pass by? Let me know. Send me a voice note, send me a text, 079-899-6226, 079-899-6226. So a quick story. Years ago, I met this lady, DM Vibes, you know, gorgeous lady. She is gorgeous. I'm not taking that away from her. But the body was something else when she sent me a DM and stuff, you know, the body was something else. She snatched waist, you know, big booty Judy, you know what I mean? Like proper, bruh, right? And, I mean, we spoke for like 3-4 months before we actually met. You know, those relationships that start on the net before you actually get to meet, you guys get so, so close. Then when it was time to meet, I kid you not, yeah, no. It does not come as the menu says it comes, right? It doesn't. So that big burger that you saw there, and when you open the box, it's something completely different. That is exactly what happened to me. It did not come as I saw it on the menu. So I didn't say anything. Just enjoyed my time. Just enjoyed my time and moved on with life. It kind of made the communication and conversation take a bit of a dip, because that is not what I expected. So yeah, and it's not that person's fault. They didn't say, or the person that you saw there, we didn't speak about that to say, is that how you really look like? I just took it around. You posting such pics, that means you look exactly like that. You know what I mean? So it's not the person's fault. You know, it's just that ubeshu tandizinto, and he went straight into it. So, but nonetheless, let me know. Send me a voice note. Send me a text. 079-899-6226. 079-899-6226. Why do some people edit their pictures using AI and then accept compliments that come up with the post as the post set is up? You know? And also, when you see someone you know personally post a picture that is completely not them, do you comment on it? You know? Wabakuzanyana? Or you just let it be and pass? Let me know. 079-899-6226.
Ah, Kimba Sugar.
Yeah.
What man, I got to give fraud. Fraud is the rate. Now I get to say, I'm going to police. Why you fell like a criminal? I tell you, I'm going to dream a machine. I'm going to do fraud. But otherwise, when I dissect, I'm insecurities. They are coward. I'm going to talk about it. So, social media platforms, AI, that's where we try to boost our confidence.
Mm, mm.
But apart from that, fraud. We don't want to be too much snipping, clear coated, born, or ugly, snowy, noy, Mosadu Mobots. Ah, oh, Copanalena Brabili. Brabili is the rate. Uncle Malume, Gamalopala.
Ah, Uncle Malume, not Mr. B, Niban. Ah, wow.
Yo, King Bash, how are you?
Clean, my brother.
Hey, interesting topic today, my man. Actually, first call, should I say first caller? Anyway, you know, I once drove from Polokwane to Gauteng to meet up this other lady. Mm. Colored, beautiful lady. Because of the pictures. My man, when I got there, she was not the person I expected to see. I had to lie and say, no, I'm coming back now. No, I forgot something. And that was it. Good choking.
Big shout out. Thank you so much. Imagine that. Baraki avuya kasa toilet. Ele faster gone. Oh my God, man. Trust, I know that feeling. Yo. Yeah, but like Kate Fisher. Yo, bona. Hey. Keep your voice notes and your messages coming through. Let me know. 079-899-6226. Why do some people, you know, edit their pictures with AI and then accept the compliments that they get on social media? And also, when you see someone you know personally, you know, that person, you see them posting a picture that is completely not them, do you comment or do you just pass the picture by? Let me know. 079-899-6226.
Hi, good afternoon, King Page. I hope you're good. Hope you had a great weekend as well. I do edit, but I hope we'll get posted like those big social media platforms. I usually post it on my WhatsApp, right? And then I know what other people are going to comment, give it back, like they're my people. So obviously when they comment, now I don't say thank you or whatever. I just laugh and say, it's AI. Or maybe like back in the days, we'd have a Photoshop or something like that. That's how popular that apps. And I would say, okay, Photoshop, like, I'm not sure if Corey, I'm accepting or I'm rejecting the compliment, but most of the time I would say it's like I mentioned the app that I used, Corey. Hey, Wena, this is not real. I just let them be, because I just let them be because people are having fun with themselves. Maybe I'm to a photo shoot or something and they couldn't do it. And then by Dira, the AI, it makes them happy, so I just let them be. Yeah, that's all I can say. Thank you.
Hey, brother. It's my first time to be on the station, but let me say, when you see a person like that, I actually give full compliments and tell the person how beautiful she is and tell the person how beautiful the person is. I even speak of the color that I see there on a picture. Although I know it is not. And why am I doing this? I actually want the person to understand that the person is scamming us. She got me. She's scamming me by appearing in a way that undermines her actual appearance.
Wow.
You know. So I give 100% compliments and even explain the way the person looks in that color that I see in the picture, so that the person can actually feel that that is a scam that he or she's doing, let me say, just like that. And that's what I do, you know.
Thank you, my brother. First time listener, welcome to the family. Stick around on the Best of Lunchtime Radio.
It's about Beshuka.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I go on. Naganana or Vatuba, Badia Gore, Bahono, Betabo, 365 days without a compliment. So, ish, Pano editor the picture, and then, like, they just want to hear those compliments. In fact, I think so. Na, like, one of them, I did really, I edit the picture. And I just compliment them. As if, come on. As if I don't know the picture is being edited or what. Like, it would be pick me up moment. Like, I'm just picking up one or more up or no. You just feel good about yourself. Even though it's not you.
Yeah, no. You're a better person, man. Because let me tell you something that I actually live by every single day of my life, right? I always say that when you know you look good, you feel good, regardless, irregardless of who tells you how you look. So whenever I leave the house and I look in the mirror and I see this handsome man, you know, I see this good looking guy that can dress good, that smells good. All right. That's enough for me. And this is something I've built in myself to say that even if today I know I'm rocking the best of the best, and no one says a word, it does not change the fact that I know what I'm trying to change. That's just how I am. And that's how I've built my own confidence, you know, in myself to say, this is how I'm going to live my life every single day. And I want my boys to also know that as they're growing up. I want my boys to know that, you know, to say, well, hey, this is it. Hi, King Bash. I have a friend, right? Yo. I've given up on reprimanding her. She said she will die on the hill where Filter resides. And now she looks like a white person, like Awaban. Hi, Wena Michael Jackson. I once asked her to clear and make my skin flawless. Not that I needed it. Bash, trust me when I tell you the pics came back looking like someone I don't know. I said, Nana, this ain't me, and not posting, and left it at that. Tandy. Big shout out to you, Grimora. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my Lord. It happens, man. It really does. Look, I've received so, so many voice notes and messages. Unfortunately, I can't go through all of them because of time, man. We need to wrap up the second hour of the show.
King Bajo, Brafanwe, what's up, Lopal Lodging? Demons, everybody feel taba. Especially basadi e bile ba mokopane ba le west ba tsama ba fitla go koba ba bona ba ba tsatla tsa motho ka phoso ne wa tsa malena fro wa iputsho re botsotse ke ne ke ya kae ke tsama ye yer best ba tsama ba fitla bo koba ba nna ke ka bo fitla bo koba re le rateng le bona. Someone in mokopane
tle someone way I wonder skobo mo pelo a siro ke a gana a siro.
Bashuga.
Sure.
Good day, my brother.
Hola.
Ndo yari wabona batoba wa edita di nepe na. Ebar baisi. Cause ono hoja arnangra matoba wa di deli ama wala my brother.
Sure.
So o hoja moto usu shore again. Wewe wana chama pa pela moto. Kera asen mutona da go inbox mo well la ga yare wana wa khanye e wa twa
e sa lo khidu
bashu tabara au shom fitu ile wana u sitse go papela motho kana ma e wa tla go khasisha ma brara ba tla go khasisha so o yo mthare e wana mona wa khanye wa twa kra wa so na ne ke sure go ene because ile bona o swantsha motho so ke go swantsha vele ke swantsha mara ke swa go ke tsaba mo jare a ine ba abo wa ID ta too much wena o shuga ke se le mo ga tshwenyo bra itara.
Big shout out to you, thank you so much for that. This is where we shall park it for today, right?
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.